Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
To stay free from condemnation day in and day out, you must walk in the light that you have. You must walk in the light that you have. Go with me, if you would, back to the book of Romans. This requires just a little bit of study. Can you handle it? It requires us to go to a few scriptures. It's something that a lot of folk have not seen. But it's not that complicated, but very, very important. Romans, are you there? In the fourth chapter, you'll see why I had you say something a minute ago. Romans 4 and 15. Romans 4:15 says, because the law works wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Say that out loud. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Now turn on over to the fifth chapter. We read it, but let's look at it again. 5:13. Until the law, sin was in the world, but what? Sin is not imputed when there is no law. Another way of saying the same thing. Now turn right on over to the seventh chapter. 7:7. Romans 7:7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but by the law. Now, did you get that? He said, I wouldn't have known what sin was till I found out the law. Now, when he says law, he's talking about, among other things, the Ten Commandments. And then all the statutes and ordinances that God gave under those. And he mentions one of them right here. He said, I wouldn't have known sin, but for the law, by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, you shall not covet. Now that's the 10th commandment. In one place in Deuteronomy, it says, you shall not desire. You're not to desire your neighbor's wife. You're not to covet your neighbor's donkey, be like your neighbor's car today, or your neighbor's house, or anything that your neighbor's. You're not to get your eyes on something that belongs to somebody else and long for it. You got every right to believe for you one, just not theirs. Did you hear me? Somebody says, well, I believe in God to deal with them, to give it to me. Covetousness. And the Bible said covetousness is idolatry. It's serious stuff. No, never get your eyes on somebody else's stuff. Certainly not their husband or their wife. Right? Now, people smile and laugh when you say that. But friend, this is a deal. I mean, I wish it wasn't relevant. But we'd just be kidding ourselves to think it's not. People sit up in church and get their eyes on somebody else's spouse. And dream about it. Well, it's wrong. It's sin. But among other things, it's dumb and a waste of time. For one thing, you don't even know them. You don't know what it'd be like. And people try to live in a pretend daydream world. I've had young couples sit across the desk from me before. I'm thinking this one time, this young lady just crying her eyes out because her man, he don't love me. And he looked at me and he said, Brother Keith, I do. And I've told her so every day. She said, you're just saying that. He looked at me like, help me. What do I do? And so she starts telling me how that he didn't do and he's not doing what she's seen in this movie. This perfect romance in the movie. I looked at her. I said, dear, I said, now there's a reason why they're called actors. It's because they're acting. And I happen to know that I saw on the news that one of those actors she was so impressed with was on his fourth marriage. Oh yeah, they pretend this perfect romance and then the director calls, cut! And they turn and run to their trailer. But it's pitiful that people don't have enough sense to know what's real and what is not. He said, I wouldn't have known sin until I found that out, that you're not supposed to desire somebody else's stuff. Then what happened after that? Keep reading. When he found that out, what happened? Verse 8, sin took occasion by the commandment and worked in me all manner of concupiscence. Another word for that is craving, desire. For without the law, sin was dead. You'll see this in little children. Sometimes they're fine until you tell them, don't touch that. And now what happens? Well, what's going on? They have found out now you're not supposed to touch that. Maybe before then it wasn't even that big of a deal. But now, why not? That must be wonderful to touch that. And little ones can get obsessed with it. Just get their eyes glazed over. It's exactly what happened to Adam and Eve. It's exactly. He said, don't eat of these. Any of the rest of the trees, have at it, enjoy yourself. That tree, leave it alone. Don't eat the fruit out of that tree. You do, you'll die. Next thing we know, what's going on? They're standing out there going, look at that tree. Wonder what? Got all these other trees. And the devil, as soon as you do that, soon as you, now get this, soon as you violate light, you invite the devil into your life. Because he is the prince of darkness. God is light, and in him is no darkness. Where the devil is darkness, and in him is no light. And when you violate light, you open the door to the devil to come in. You know you're not supposed to. Did you hear that? You know. They knew they're not supposed to be out there messing around with that tree. They weren't confused. They weren't confused. Because when the devil said, and asked about the tree, then the woman, boy, she rattled it off. Yeah, God said we're not to eat of the fruit of that tree because in the day that we do, we'll die. She rattled it off. She knew exactly what God told her. And then he says, well, nah, you won't really die. And he starts through his subtlety, his deceiving reasoning. He said, look at that. How can anything looks like that be bad? How could anything feel so good be wrong? I mean, there's even worldly songs to that effect, right? If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Well, I want to be right. How about you? I want to be right. Yeah. We've got a world full of people. They don't care about right and wrong because they don't love God. They may give him lip service, but they don't love God. When you love God, you want to please God. Yeah. Right? And if you find out that something displeases him, no matter how much your flesh wants it, you think, no. If it displeases him, then no. Cut it off. I live for him. In him I live, I move, I have my being. He's everything to me. He's my life, my breath. He's everything. Right? Nothing is worth forfeiting fellowship with him. But he said if we're going to have fellowship with him, we got to walk in the light. Walk in the light. Go with me to Romans 14. You're still believing with me, right? Where there is no law, he said there could be no sin. Now, we're going to take that further on into the New Testament. I'll say it like this. Where there's no light, where there's no light, then sin is not imputed. The law was all the light that they had, but now Jesus has come, the fulfilling of the law. We have the New Testament. We have the Spirit of God, who's the Spirit of light. The entrance of His Word gives light. But we're all at different places of light. There's no two of us in here tonight exactly at the same place in light. And, one person might have a lot more light in this area than the other person, but this person might have a whole lot of light in a different area than that one. And the Lord holds us accountable for the light we have, not what we don't know, not what we don't see. And you'll see this in this writing right here. Romans 14. In Romans 14, and verse 21, he said, "It is good neither to eat flesh," that's the word for meat, "nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak." Now you have to back up to get the full picture. He talked about that. Just back up to verse 1. Let's get a little more background. He said, "Him that is what? Weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations." Let me give you another phrase for weak in the faith. Low on light. And not just low on it, but if you got revelation, you didn't walk in it. So you didn't develop. How does faith come? By hearing what? Does the word, the entrance of His word, give light?
Yes.
So many times when faith comes, people remark and say, "I saw it. You saw it's God's will for me to be healed. You saw light. Faith came."
Amen.
In fact, this is a good phrase that'll help you. Brother Hagin said this for years. He said, "When the light comes, faith is there."
Yes.
This is a great phrase. You may not realize how great it is. When the light comes, faith is there. You don't have to work it up. You don't have to say, "I'm going to believe this." No, when you're struggling trying to believe, the light's not there. But when the light comes and you go, "Oh, glory to God, glory to God, I see that." Faith is already there. Without trying to think about it. Faith is already there. When the light comes, faith is there.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "Free from Condemnation," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001F. That's R-1001F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.